Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. These podcasts are looking at the book of Matthew and digging a bit deeper. Today we're in Matthew chapter 2, just verses 1 and 2. It reads, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Now, before we look at Herod's response next time, let's think about the response of the readers, Matthew's readers. What is Matthew trying to say to the people he's writing to? Well, let's think about this. Bethlehem is mentioned there in the first verse and very important to his Jewish readers. They would have known that it was the birthplace of David, the ancestor of the promised messianic king. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, Samuel is there in Bethlehem. The elders of the town trembled, it says in verse 4, but he's come in peace. He's come to look for the Lord's anointed, verse 6, and he finds him. It's David. That's 1 Samuel 16. So his readers would have known we're dealing with a very important place, the birthplace of where the messianic king would end up coming from. So Bethlehem. During the time of King Herod died in 4 BC, so this is probably happening around 6 BC. Jesus was born around that time. Now, these Magi, what's going on here? Well, the Magi are possibly from Mesopotamia, most likely from their modern-day Iraq. They are astrologers. They concluded that a state visit was in order, having seen this star. Old Testament Magi are mentioned in Daniel. In fact, Daniel is called, essentially, a Magi. And that word isn't used in the book of Daniel, but he is amongst those people who were astrologers. In chapter 2, verse 2, the king Nebuchadnezzar summons all the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, astrologers, and he's not happy with their answers, so he decides to kill them all. And David and his friends are amongst those who are rounded up to be put to death in chapter 2, verse 13. So as far as Nebuchadnezzar is concerned, Daniel is also one of these astrologers. An astrologer priest, perhaps, a magi, in the same terms as I used here in Matthew chapter 2. Of course, the Old Testament condemns occult arts, Exodus 22, Deuteronomy chapter 18. It doesn't say anything specifically about astrology, actually. Well, no, though that does not mean that it approves of it. But what is really going on here? I think what's really going on here is that Matthew is pointing out that it is Gentiles that are first coming to worship Jesus. A prefiguring of Matthew chapter 8, verses 10 to 12, perhaps, where Jesus says, "I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jesus points out the fact that others will come in, and Matthew is pointing out that even before Jesus began his preaching ministry, when he was still a baby, others were coming to him from outside of Israel. These are not Jewish people. Otherwise, they'd have known that it was their own king that was being born. They wouldn't have asked the question, "Who is the one who is being born King of the Jews?" No, these are Gentiles. They are coming to worship Jesus. A great lesson for his Jewish readers, but a great lesson for us too. Just because some of us know Jesus doesn't mean that we worship him acceptably. Let's worship him with the right kind of awe that he truly deserves. Well, next time we'll go on to look at Herod's response to all this. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.